All right, let's do this. 3, 2, 1.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your returning couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, July 2nd, 2012.
And this is episode 65.
It sounded so weird saying the intro. We haven't been doing it for so long.
Well, why are you telling everybody your personal business?
No, we haven't had the podcast. That's so not funny.
Nah, I'm just playing. So yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since the last time that we've done the podcast and everything.
But it was for a good reason.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely was for a good reason. Yeah. And but we're back. Yeah, you know, episode 65 and we're here and we missed you all. I know I did.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny during the Mondays that we weren't podcasting. I was like, "Man, we should be doing something right now."
You know, and it's like, you know, in a way it was kind of like maybe we should, you know, maybe we should pick up the iPhone and do a quick recording on something, you know. We know we had Pierre bring us some muffins from Tim Hortons from Canada.
Oh, we didn't get to eat it.
No, we didn't get to eat it. And I waited too long for it to give it a try. But
we'll have to have them bring another one down.
You know it. You know it. And you know it's good to be back. When we came back, we definitely brought a lot of the heat back with us from Utah and everywhere else.
When we got back, it was like 105.
Oh yeah,
106 was bad.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty smoking and steaming, definitely, definitely. And I mean, it was a great trip. So what we're going to do? We're going to highlight a little bit. Well, you know what? We're going to do it justice, and then we're going to highlight our trip to Nerdtacular and how great it was. So we left out on a Monday, and this was our first year driving.
And yeah, and I'd never driven that far before. It's 24 hours of driving.
Right.
Well, riding, I guess.
Well, I mean, no one's counting. But yeah, so it's a 24-hour road trip out to Utah. So basically our plan was that we were going to stop in Kansas City on Monday at the Legoland out mm-hmm. in Kansas City. Every third Monday of the month, they have no kids night where adults can go out and enjoy Legoland.
Right.
So we stopped in Kansas City. Before we went there, we stopped and went to Oklahoma Joe's. So another thing we get to check off.
Yep, check off. I've done that. Thank you, Adam Richman.
Yep.
So the thing that surprised me most about Oklahoma Joe's, you started to pull in.
Right.
But it was a gas station. I was like, what, are you going to cut through here? And Jay was like, no, this is it. Oklahoma Joe's is located inside of a gas station.
Oh, yes. And it was great. I mean,
it's really good.
The food was really good. And it was just amazing. Some of the best pulled pork that I've had in a long time. And we got there and we ordered our food and it was delicious. It was beyond what we had expected. And then after that, we drove down to Legoland to meet Cleo from the Tadpool.
I know. And it was so awesome to see her. She's so much fun. I love her.
Yeah. So we went down to go see her. She met us at Legoland and we just had a great time. And Legoland runs from about 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we stayed there till about 9:15 almost. And it was just a good time to hang out. Kind of a pre-Nerdtacular warm up.
Except I can't make a Lego car to save my life.
Oh.
Shut up.
5 minutes in, who won that one?
Anyway, I can't make a Lego car to save my life. They didn't have any parts, and I was getting so frustrated. You all kept at it. I just quit. I'm done.
Well, the thing was that it was hard. You know, because a lot of the pieces were hidden. You had to find the axles and you had to find the things to hold the wheels on. I mean, it was kind of a, it was janky a little bit, but you know, for what it was, you know, Cleo, she kept going and she got hers put together pretty much, pretty well. So then, we got up, Tuesday morning and, we started heading out. And we started heading out to Colorado and we, cause we were going to go meet up with Meliana and Avon and we were going to stay the night there.
Yeah.
So we drove out to, Colorado. We crossed Kansas City.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And then not long after that, it was so flat.
Yes.
It was so, you could see like 20 miles in any direction. It was nuts.
And right.
Jay and I would play this game. We would, whenever we would get cell phone, bars, we would look for the nearest cell phone tower. Cause it would go from 3 bars to no bars.
Right.
Like back and forth. It was a way to pass the time. And then I saw zebras on the side of the road and Jay didn't see them. So I think he thought I was crazy.
Well, I think I saw the tail end of it. I mean, I was driving for one, so I really couldn't look like I wanted to, but I mean,
a rancher had zebras out there,
but I don't see why you would make up seeing zebras, honestly. So I totally believe that they were there.
And, then we also saw our first windmills. Your first
windmill.
I never seen windmills before. They're so big.
You didn't see the one in Nebraska?
No.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so there was a windmill, farm out in Kansas on the west side where it's pretty flat and they were actually turning on this Tuesday when we had went out there, and we had hope when we went to Utah. We talked to Bronco, you know, Jeff, who's been on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, he works for a nuclear plant, and he was talking about how the windmills make a lot of noise. Well, not a lot of noise, but they make a hum that some people complain about. And we were hoping that we could, on the way back, you know, if they were going, we would be able to stop on the side of the road and hear this hum that they would do. But unfortunately, for some odd reason, they had Monday off when we came back through.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah, was it Monday or Tuesday? Monday.
Monday.
So we got into Colorado, and before we went to Reggie's up in Avon, we stopped in Denver, and we stopped at another, check it off, Man versus Food, or
thanks, Man versus Food.
Adam Richman spot, called Takabe, right? What was that the name of it?
Takabe,
which was a Native American restaurant, Native American cuisine, where they had like Native American tacos and everything else. And yeah, I thought it was pretty good. What did you think about?
I thought it was good. The, fried bread didn't have a whole bunch of flavor, but I still liked it. It was good.
Right.
I was happy with it, and bison is always yummy, so.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was. And when we got there, it was extremely hot when we got there.
And they had no AC in there for some weird reason.
Well, the thing is, if it's like, it's weird because they don't have AC in Colorado.
Oh, that's right. A lot of places don't have AC.
Right. Because, I mean, they can usually open up the doors and windows and get a nice breeze in.
It was just weirdly hot that day.
Oh yeah. And then I think like there are some places where they don't have heaters. I don't know if that's down in Florida or if that's, I believe
it.
You know,
so if it gets like crazy cold for some reason, then you're screwed. So
right, you just have a space heater for it or whatever.
So then when we got into Colorado,
mm-hmm.
like, what did I say when we first got in Colorado?
You asked, where were the mountains?
Where are the mountains? And I asked, where are the mountains for the next 2 hours? Because there were no mountains in Colorado. It looks just like Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
It's flat. I was like, that's not the Colorado I see on TV.
Right.
Didn't see any mountains until we got to Denver.
Right. So it was just crazy that, you know, 2 hours in, and then that's when you finally, you know, get to see those mountains and whatnot.
And now we stayed with our friend Reggie in Avon, which is gorgeous. This place It's like the mountains are right there. There's the lake and the weather was so pretty.
Oh, yeah. And the air was so thin.
The air is really thin in Colorado. we just brought our stuff up like a half a flight of stairs. And I was like, oh my gosh, why am I breathing like I climbed two flights of stairs?
No, we're walking through the grocery store and man, Reggie's walking fast. You know, dude, can you slow down? You know, that's what I was thinking, but come to think about it, it was totally just
the air was thin and it was wearing on us.
Oh yeah.
Cause we weren't used to it. But.
Right. Right. And then so, we had a nice meal, met some of Reggie's coworkers and friends.
Yep. That was fun.
It was good seeing them and meeting them. And, Reggie cooked some amazing, grill. He grilled some steaks and
we had a mushroom sauce.
Yep.
And asparagus.
It was absolutely amazing.
Chef extraordinaire.
Yep. And then, so we got up Tuesday morning, which was day three, and we head on to Salt Lake City with Reggie along with us. And that drive from Avon to Salt Lake City is, Colorado is beautiful. And then when you get to Grand Junction, or a little bit before Grand Junction, mm-hmm. it starts getting a little however you want to say it. But, you know, it was cool going by through the mountains. I mean, that was just absolutely breathtaking, you know, just seeing the mountains and being so close. And I grew up, you know, near the Appalachian Mountains and everything, but it was just really different just seeing these huge mountains so close and going through the tunnels and driving, you know, real close. It's almost like you could reach your hand out the window and touch the rocks as you're going by.
Yeah.
Which was scary.
Yeah. I mean, well, you're driving, so of course you're worried that a rock would come down and smash. Because it didn't help that Reggie told us the story about how a rock smashed through his friend's windshield and killed
his dad. I don't know if it was
dad.
His friend.
Oh, he heard about somebody.
Yeah, I think it just happened to somebody. I hope it wasn't one of their friends.
I don't know. Yeah.
The rock, I don't like it happened to anybody, but still.
Yeah, the rock came through the windshield, smashed and killed the dad. So
right.
That kind of worried you a little bit, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, that's one of the things that I worry about when I'm driving. You know, I worry about if I'm going through the mountains, I worry about falling rocks. And I also worry about deer. You know,
mm-hmm.
And it was funny, when we were going to Colorado, I saw what I thought was a deer sign, but it wasn't a deer sign. I was like, huh, the deer sign looks different. Maybe it's just the Colorado version of a deer
Colorado
sign.
Deer.
But come to find out, you have to watch out for elk, you know, so.
Elk and moose.
Oh, it was moose, I think.
It was moose, I think. I think it was moose, but still it was funny.
Yeah. So, we got to Salt Lake City and around dinner time, and we met up with Ice Warm and Mo Halen. So we got to meet Mo Halen, the infamous Mo Halen.
Yeah, and Mo was nothing like I thought.
Well,
I don't know. He's just different than I thought he'd be.
Yeah. And I've seen a picture of Mo before.
And he's like crazy, like nutty kind of, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, he's pretty funny guy, you know,
mm-hmm.
And met with him and Ice Warm, and we went to Chipotle.
I say it all the time, Chipotle.
Yeah.
Chipotle, yeah.
Yeah, so we went to Chipotle, so you could try it for the first time. This is your first time having Chipotle. What were your thoughts?
I liked it. It's not hugely different
right.
from Qdoba, of course.
Right.
But I liked it, and we ate there twice the whole trip, and I even tried the carnitas, and the carnitas were really good, like you said. So
yeah, that was one of the things that I, you know, after having the carnitas again at Chipotle, that was one of the things that I didn't miss about Chipotle, is that their carnitas is very, very, very delicious. And as far as the other stuff, I mean, I still kind of like Qdoba a little bit better and whatnot, but that was one thing that Danielle pointed out, your sister, was that they didn't have cheese.
Nope.
At, you know.
Well, they had, you could put cheese on it.
Oh.
Right? They had queso.
They didn't have queso. That's what it was. And so it was kind of odd not having that. And I really didn't think about it, because I was really just focused on getting the carnitas, because I remember how delicious they were.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. I would eat there again. It's not terribly different from Qdoba, not enough to really be like, oh my gosh, I have to have Chipotle over Qdoba.
Right. And so we got back to the hotel and it was time to load up the Shotski.
Well, actually, we went to that little, do you remember we went to that little reception, in the hotel yes. breakfast room? And they were, and they had like free beer and wine.
Wine and everything.
And you had the beer and you were like, ugh.
It's like water. I mean,
it was like water. I mean, you it was hated like, it.
We all know that Bud Light and every, all those are very watery and stuff like that. But in Utah, it is just as worse because on the beer, you know, they take the water, you know, they cut it down even more than what it is. So it was horrible. And so after having the experience in that and everything, we decided to head on upstairs and, unload the Shotski and have at it. So
it was good. So we had marshmallow fluff vodka, under Reggie's suggestion, and it was marvelous. It was so good.
Oh yeah.
And it was smooth and I totally agree with it.
Yeah. And it was great. It was a reunion of the Shotski.
It was great. It was perfect.
Yep. And, I just want to take a quick moment real quick. And I just want to say, hello to everybody in the chat room, you know, and also watching us live at justin.tv/valentinecast. We have Mo with us. We have Mathnug with us today.
Hi, Mathnug.
And just want to say, what's going on? And thanks for joining us. Definitely.
Mo's not here anymore. He must not like us.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. But, it's good. It was good. You know, he hung out with us during the pre-show and everything else. So, he was here with us, but, then after doing some Shotskis and taking some pictures and hanging out, this wasn't the pie. What did we do the rest of the day?
On
a Wednesday.
Oh, the pie.
On that Wednesday.
Oh, that Wednesday. Oh, did we just hang out?
We must have just hung out for the rest of the day.
I don't think we went anywhere.
Yeah.
We just hung out for the rest of the night. The pie was the next day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love that Jay and Mo have a special relationship now.
Yeah. One of the things that came to light while we were there in Utah was that Mo Halen, actually, you know, it was before Utah, but I finally confronted him in person at Utah that he has never seen the Bernie Mac show. I mean, this guy, Mo Halen, is like Chicago's son. I mean, he is the man when it comes to Chicago. You ask Mo. Sports, you ask Mo. Pizza, you ask Mo. Anything
about Chicago.
Anything you ask Mo. Except for some odd reason, not the Bernie Mac show.
He doesn't know anything about the Bernie Mac show.
He has never watched the Bernie Mac show. And Bernie Mac is also a Chicago son. And this totally just threw me off and I was, I was confused. So I thought maybe something special. So I was on a quest to try to find someone else at Nerdtacular that hasn't seen the Bernie Mac show.
We couldn't find anybody that has not seen the Bernie Mac show.
I couldn't. And I was just totally shocked and beside myself that he's never seen this. So, yes, the whole weekend, the whole time at Nerdtacular, while I'm trying to find people that's watched the Bernie Mac show, I would just kindly look over at Mo and say, really? This person's seen the Bernie Mac show. But you haven't. Even Steve Schleicher from Major Spoiler Podcast.
From the middle of Kansas.
Lives in Hayes, Kansas. Middle of nowhere. Was that five? Did he say 5 hours from a comic book store?
Yep.
Seen the Bernie Mac show.
Mo, sorry.
It's horrible.
That's horrible.
So on Thursday, we got up, had a great breakfast at the Country Inn and Suite.
Yum.
And then we started gearing up and getting ready for people showing up. I mean, Bronco, this was a major day where people were coming in. Bronco were coming in. Mathenug was coming in. Brandon and Karen were coming in. Pierre. So many people were coming in. And we were originally going to go to Simply Thai to have Thai. Mm-hmm. But like any other traditional Thai restaurant, they close at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, wasn't enough time
to get ready for dinner. And so, we went to the airport and picked up Karen and Brandon. saw Matt real quick and gave him a hug. He came out and then.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then we had to decide where we were going to go for lunch. So, at first we were going to Texas Roadhouse. We had some folks, pick that, and then we're kind of like, you know, it's probably not.
I could go anywhere. Yeah. I was like, meh.
Yeah. So, what we end up doing, we end up going to the Pie that wasn't far from the Norris Center. And, the officers were waiting. They were on a hunt. The officers of AIE were on a hunt to find Link Theris because Link had the keys to.
I know. No one could find Link.
And it was so hilarious that they were trying to find Link. But a lot of officers, you know, Math, Hunts to Win. Did Booby come down?
I think so.
Booby came down and some other people came down, because one, they couldn't find Link, but then they came on down to hang out with us so that we could,
they were trapped out of the house to not having the code. It wasn't the key. The code they didn't have. Booby wasn't in yet.
Okay.
See, Math's setting us straight.
Okay. So good. And so they all came down, you know, Stupid Genius came down, and we had, you know, I can't remember how many people we had, probably maybe 20 people, maybe. I mean, I don't know. But we all went to the Pie, had pizza, and their pizza. If you're ever in Utah, Salt Lake City, and you go to the Pie, just beware of their pizza. You know, we bought 3 pizzas, right?
Right.
We got 3 pizzas, and that fed 20 people. Yeah. Easy.
So easy. Do not, you know, think you need, you know, a pie for like 4 people.
That's right.
Not, yeah.
Right. So, and then, you know, Accuzad, he did come as well, and they got the debunk the myth that Accuzad and OMF are the same person.
I still think they're the same people.
I saw it, but I
don't believe it. So I don't believe it.
I think one of them was an android. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know which one though. Probably Zod.
Right.
So let's see. And then after that, we hung out that night. Everybody just hung out and had fun.
Right.
Did Shotsky.
Yeah, so there was some.
I believe it was Friday night.
That was Thursday. It was lunchtime, and Kamali came in.
Oh,
and Nicole.
I loved seeing Kim. So she's like one of my favorites.
They came in around 4, and so we came, you know, came back to the hotel, hugged, and everybody headed on up to Bronco and Pierre and Reggie's room.
Yeah, because that was the hangout spot that night,
and that's when the Shotsky started happening. And then, as Shotskis were happening, we were trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to eat. People were still full. And I think this was the night that we were going to run the In-N-Out. If I'm thinking correctly, we're going to In-N-Out this night.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Randy and SJ came in that night as well. Bill Duran, Chinbeard came by and, his wife, they came by and hung out for a little bit. And one of the things that I feel like I missed out on was actually going to the houses.
Yeah, you know? I really missed going to the house. I was like,
you know, I had the address.
Just ran out of time.
I had the address for Nerd House proper, and I had the address for the officer house, and I never got a chance to go see either one of them. You know, and I had invitations extended, and I felt horrible not being able to do it. I mean, that was one thing. If I could go back and do, I would try my best to make time to go hang out at some of the houses, at least go and say hello to folks and everything else. I did get to see him at Nerdtacular and stuff, but at Nerdtacular, there's so much going on, you know, and being able to, you know, see them, you know, in a smaller setting, like at a nerd house and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, and it kind of, you know, with everything being so far away, cause when we had the nerd house, in 2011, we were the same distance like the other nerd houses, 20 minutes plus away from the central location. And, you know, everybody's, you know, downtown. It's kind of like, ah,
yeah, we're not downtown. Yeah, it'd be nice to find a nerd house that's close, you know. And then the next day, I had planned for any girls or guys wanted to come to get pedicures and manicures. And there were like 8 people that took me up on it. Next next year, I want to make sure they have enough sinks for everybody. But everybody had fun, and I got a pedicure. It felt amazing. And yeah, some guys get their toes painted. Some girls get their toes painted. We were hanging out with Bacon Way, Miss Mulgra, for those of you who don't know.
That was
and she got hers done, which is awesome.
That was the first time she had that. That was the first time she had that done.
Yeah,
so that was a great experience for her. And it was funny because I didn't know that she was Miss Mogul. And it was really interesting to, I mean, I know her. I know Bacon Way. I know Barb and everything.
Right.
And I never, ever put it together that she was Miss Mogul.
But I knew.
I know. Take it for one thing.
I thought you knew. So
out of all the people that would know, you would think that I know.
Yeah. you know everything.
Not all the time, but. And then while y'all were getting your feet and hands done, myself, Dark Anders, and OMF, we went out hunting, and doing some geek shopping. So we went out, you know, because this was the day, which was Friday, that we were going to be D&D'ing. So I knew that, not OMF, but Reggie hadn't played, D&D before, and Dark Anders hadn't before. And I knew SJ had left her dice back in Canada. So as a gift from us, you know, we wanted to give them their own set of dice or die.
Die.
Want to give them their own set of die. And, you know, SJ got some black and purple Hello Kitty looking ones. Dark Anders got some cool looking ones that change colors. Sometimes they're blue, sometimes they're green, sometimes they look black. And then we got Reggie some pine green ones. And so, after that, you know, we went to Royal Crown Royal and got our pastrami burger.
Oh, my gosh. It was like, so good.
Like we always do. And then after that, we headed off to our encounter for Dungeons and Dragons.
And Brandon is a great dungeon master.
He is.
It was his first time really DMing for us, and he did a great job. He threw that together in a few days.
Yep.
And if he just did that in a few days, I wonder what he could have for, if he had time to actually put, you know, like 2 weeks into an encounter. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to next year to doing another.
Yeah. And he's told me that I'm going to be DM as soon as he can play Seth. And
so you're DMing next year.
Man, I'm feeling the pressure, honestly.
It's pressure.
I mean, because
you gotta keep up with everything.
I mean, because, well, it's not that. It's just more, I think more for me is the story. You know, the mechanics and stuff like that, you know, I feel like I'm okay with. But it's more the story, making it make sense, making sure it's enjoyable and fun, you know, for everyone. So, and then after D&D, we you and I and Carrie and OMF went to Fridays on Friday. And, you know, had a late dinner and everything. And then we all went back to the hotel for, to get ready for Nerdtacular proper.
Oh my gosh. So excited. So
and
excited.
My birthday.
Yeah. Jay's birthday took place on Nerdtacular, and I made sure everybody knew it because it was his birthday.
Well, I have to, you did. And so did Gomez. Happy birthday to you. Today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Gomez.
He did go up, and I guess he mentioned it to Scott in the middle when there was kind of like an intermission. And
no, I did that.
Oh, you did that?
When we first came in, yeah.
Oh, I thought, because Gomez had came up and said something
well,
to
maybe
him.
Maybe we both did.
Maybe you both did. Thank you both. I love you both.
I hope you love me more.
Oh, I love you more,
okay,
babe.
Thanks.
Easy. But anyway, it was kind of shocking because I was just sitting there and all of a sudden he was like, oh, JJ Valentine, happy birthday today. And,
yay.
You know, I got up and raised my hand like I was.
You're famous.
Like I was a wrestler. Like I was on a top rope. I was like,
you're like,
yeah.
Yeah. But Nerdtacular was amazing. And I didn't think it could top last year, but it did. Like, you could feel the love of everybody in that room. And it was just like, you wanted to meet everybody and hug everybody. And the panels were awesome. They had the producers panel like last year. We broke for lunch when we had Chipotle one last time. And thank you, Kim, again. You're amazing.
Yep.
And we came back and, and they were giving out loot left and right. All this swag we were getting. It was great. And, lined up and got stuff.
I know. And one of the reasons why it was so great was that, you know, math was there. I mean, yeah. That just made it that much more awesome.
Yeah. 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 It was awesome because you were there, math. You. Came back from lunch and there was was it Nerdtacular All-Stars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a little contest between Scott's team and Randy's team. Scott's team creamed Randy's team.
Man, Terpster.
Terpster was creamed. Terpster creamed everybody.
It was that
sounds kind of dirty. But Terpster ripped up on everybody. He knew the answers to everything.
Yeah. I was just like, wow. I mean, that's just one of the things you kind of just blew my mind. Yeah.
Scott's team won. They got to keep an awesome trophy. Well, Scott would have kept it anyway, but he has the bragging rights for a whole year.
Yeah. So it was Scott, Mark Spag, Deals, Terpster, and Steve Schleicher.
Yeah. Then Randy's team was Randy, Veronica, Tom Merritt. Who else was on?
Ooh.
There's one more person on Randy's team. They're really quiet. Oh, it's on it's right tip of my tongue and I can't remember.
Why am I drawing a blank on who else was on, who else was on Randy's team?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Brian Dunaway. Thanks, math. And there was one other person, but that's, yeah, Brian Dunaway.
It was Brian Dunaway.
Brian Dunaway, Tom, Veronica, Randy.
Is there another one?
There had to be another one.
Hold on. I'll look. Continue on.
But anyway, it was good. It was totally, you know, something worth, you know, it's one of the best parts of Nerdtacular aside from the swag giving away.
I think so. Sure.
I mean, just watching them compete and the whole competition stuff and people groaning when Veronica gets something wrong and she gets angry at the people.
Oh my gosh, she would get so angry.
Veronica is very competitive. Very. Oh my gosh, it was so great. Well, she didn't get like angry, but you know how.
She got frustrated.
You know how nerds can be. They're on your side, then they turn quick on you.
But, and then was Sword and Laser.
Yep. The live sword and laser,
and I generally didn't listen to Sword and Laser because I didn't have enough time.
Right.
But I'm gonna start now because I love to read.
Right.
So it just makes sense. I'm gonna be talking about the book that they have coming up for the Sword and Laser.
Yep, for this month, and
I'm
we're actually
about that
both,
a little later.
We're actually both reading it.
Yep.
What? Jay's reading the book. And one of the highlights outside of Nerdtacular that everyone was buzzing about the whole week was a game that's kind of like apples to apples. And, I guess, am I jumping too far ahead?
No. I could talk about the rest of Nerdtacular. So, and then the rest of Nerdtacular, then after, was the live film sack, which is Masters of the Universe, which I'll talk about later. Horrible movie, by the way. Watched Masters of the Universe. The film sack was great. Then everybody broke for dinner.
Yep.
And where do we eat for dinner? Oh, we have barbecue for dinner.
Oh, yes. We did have barbecue for dinner. And then we had to stop by Walmart on the way back because we had to pick up
a new suitcase.
A new suitcase because there was so much swag. And when we went to go eat, you know, one of the things that kind of felt bad about it was that we had to leave, the AIE live recording, you know, you want to grab something to eat. So we had to hop out of the AIE live recording, kind of made it sad. And I had to again say thank you to the AIE officers for, hooking me up with a messenger bag, for my birthday and stuff like that. So big thanks to you all. For that.
Oh, and there was a costume contest. Forgot about
the costume contest.
The AIE officers dressed up as My Little Ponies, Friendship is Magic ponies.
Yep.
That was great. Didn't expect that at all. It was creepy.
I'm telling you.
Mrs. Fluttershy should not ever happen.
Well, here's my thing. I saw Math Nug in a wig with that manly goatee. And I can't erase that image from my mind anymore. I mean, every time I see him now.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see.
I see the wig and that awesome goatee and that awesome smile. I mean, he was happy. He was very happy.
He's a happy camper.
And I admire him for representing, the bronies, you know. Even,
yay for the bronies.
That made me almost want to go back and finish watching season one.
Really?
Yeah, almost. I was like, oh, that's just dedication there, you know. But that's okay.
Almost, but not quite.
Almost not quite.
Was a Cole Spag on Randy's? No. Sorry, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Oh, you're still trying to figure it out.
Don't worry about me.
Continue. But so then after the costume contest, then it was the prize-ocalypse. And so it was the big giveaway, you know, and there, you know, mad loot given away. We didn't
expensive
win.
Expensive loot given away.
We didn't win the laptop, which is okay. And thank you, Matt, for linking me a picture of
that. Just creeped you out even more.
And he's leaning to the side. You know what? Put that in the show notes because I want people to see that. They look great. And Gomez is showing his booty too. That's great.
Well, no, he's being shy like Fluttershy.
No, he's showing his booty.
Okay.
I see booty.
Okay, you see booty. But, so we went and ate dinner, and then we came back for the Paul and Storm concert.
Yep.
And we had already seen Paul and Storm open for Jonathan Colton a few times, but it was still funny. And opening for Paul and Storm was John Anilio. And he had some pretty funny geeky songs, and it was awesome that he did that.
Yeah. And it was pretty cool because when he closed the set out, when he was opening, he did a George R. R. song.
George R. R. Martin song.
Yeah, George R. R. song, where he was talking. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. If they're listening to the show, when I say George R. R., they know I'm talking about,
okay,
George
R. R.
Martin.
All right. George R. R. Martin, yeah.
But he did one where it was telling us geeks to chill out on George R. R. Martin, let him take his time. And then when Paul and Storm came out, they didn't open up with their normal song. They actually opened up with their George R. R. Martin song, telling George R. R. Martin to hurry up.
That was great.
That was so great. And I mean, if it was planned, it was great. If it wasn't, it was even better. And it was, even though we've seen Paul and Storm 3 to 4 times already, and they kind of still have the same set a little bit, it was good seeing it at Nerdtacular with a lot of other people that hadn't seen them before.
I know.
And I'm not coming off hipsterish at all.
No, I've seen them before. You've seen
them. So I'm not coming off hipsterish or anything like that. I'm just saying, if it was just the normal crowd that's always seen them before, you know, there may have been a good chance that I may not have stayed. I mean, I don't know. Because I've seen it before, you know. And the same, I mean, that even goes for Jonathan Colton too, you know. I mean, because we've seen him 2-3 times already.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was kind of the same a little bit. But anyway, but that was Nerdtacular. I mean, that was Saturday. That was all in one day, you know, as far as, you know, from, you know, the kickstart till, you know, the concert. And
yeah,
it was good. It was really good.
It was amazing and Nerdtacular was wonderful. Seeing everybody just pay me all for Klimt. So,
and then so
that night
we were packing.
About your favorite.
We were packing and everything. And then we called Reggie to see where he was at because, you know, we had to get ready because we were going to leave right after Brave the following morning. We want to go ahead and get packed and everything. So basically what we did, asked Reggie where he was at, and we was going to go up and just hang out for probably like 15 minutes was the plan, to go up and hang out for like 15 minutes. And we got up there, and him, Bronco, Vail Geek, OMF, and a bunch of others were playing Cards Against Humanity. We have heard about this game all week from Mo Halen.
He told us from the very start we should play that game.
Right. And so we kind of, no one really kind of played or anything like that, you know, but they finally pulled the box out and they were up there playing. And then we saw what it was about. Cards of Humanity is a game that's sort of like apples to apples, that game, where it's like a Mad Lib type card game. And, but it's for people that are just twisted and wrong.
Horrible. The tagline even says a party game for horrible people.
Right. So basically, it was a great game, and it's a game that you don't want to play with your children at all. I mean, I think on the box it says 17 plus. On the box.
Like, there's really adult language in there and adult concepts. So
sexual concepts.
There's a lot of sexual concepts, but yep. I can't say what my favorite one was on here because I know other people are listening, but right. That game is hilarious. If you get a couple people late at night, have a couple drinks, maybe even, freaking great. And I was on the floor laughing for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. So when we got back home and everything, we definitely, ordered it. And also ordered Munchkin. We had put it off for a whole year of getting Munchkin, so we finally got it as well. And then on Sunday, we went to go see Brave, a Pixar movie that a lot of people are talking about now. And it was great. It was good. Well, you know, we can talk about it now. We can talk about it later. It's totally up to you. So, what were your thoughts on Pixar?
Pixar did a good job on Brave. I liked it. It's a really mother-daughter relationship kind of movie.
Right.
I could relate. It was really good. And I cried. Jay didn't think I was going to cry. I didn't think I was going to cry.
Right.
But I cried.
And this Brave was the Finding Nemo for mothers and daughters, where, Finding Nemo was for fathers, where it kind of revolved around a father. And that was Finding Nemo is one of my favorite Pixar movies for that particular reason, where it's focused around a father and his son. And of course, a lot of times that's not what you would normally see in mainstream. And Brave was pretty good. And it was good. It was funny and everything else. But Finding Nemo is still one of my favorite movies out there.
Yeah, I mean, that gets everybody.
Right, right.
That tugs on everybody's heartstrings.
Yep. And so, when we left, we left right after the movie, and Reggie didn't ride back with us. He rode back with Velgeek, so he wouldn't ride alone. And so, since that was the case, we decided to take the trip through Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
I almost say Yomaha.
Yamaha.
I don't know why. But we went through Wyoming, because, it was less mountains. But also, I was breathtaking by the landscape in Wyoming. I was just awestruck with the rocks and everything else. I was just like, oh my gosh, it's just beautiful. And
it was amazingly awesome.
You know, so, and then we end up staying in Stratton, Colorado, was where we stayed.
Yeah, and it was a motel, but it was such a nice motel, and they were so awesome there.
Right, and had a hot breakfast that morning. And then we got up Monday morning, and we drove to St. Louis. We met with Manny and his wife. Since they weren't able to make the Nerdtacular, we met with him, and we ate at Pappy's Smokehouse.
Yeah, that was good.
Which is another Adam Richman, check it, check, check. Place to eat, and it was again great barbecue. And they prepare the meat they prepare for that day is what they have, and when they sell out, they sell out. And by the time we got through the line and got our pulled pork, which was the only meat left, 10 minutes later they sold out of the pulled pork, and so it's one of those places, See you, Math.
Bye, Math.
Thanks for hanging out with us. And again, if you guys want to hang out with us during the live recording, you can do that at justin.tv /ValentineCast. And we'll love to hang out with you and everything while we're recording and everything. And, and then we got back that Monday night, you know, and it was, you know, two 12 hour days, you know, on the road. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It was nice. I mean, you know, you make it easy to travel, babe, you know?
Oh, I do. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't do a whole lot of driving, but I am there.
But you're there and you're ready to drive if I'm like, babe, I need for you to drive. So yep. I really appreciate that. And then, like I said, when we got back, it was hot, hot, and hot.
Very hot.
And so we kind of, I'm just trying to think here, you know, cause we're at the 45 minute mark now, you know, and we're just scraping the edge with Nerdtacular.
Yeah. All right.
And so what? I don't know. I'm just trying to think. I mean, we can keep going.
Or we could make this a two-parter and release the other part tomorrow.
Okay.
And do that. We can even stop and start everything back up if you want to do that.
Okay.
Or do that?
I don't know.
Or do we keep going? We can keep going. It can be, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of stuff to talk about.
Okay.
This is a bit of a longer show.
Sorry, yeah.
We knew it was going to be a longer show.
Yeah, so sorry to everyone for having that great debate right there.
So let's get on to the...
Oh.
Technology.
Not technology,
no,
but you
no,
said...
No, it's too late. No, no, no.
Okay.
No, we're going to skip it because you
No, we're not
going
to skip it. We're going to get back to it. We're going to flip it around.
Technology. So Microsoft came out with their tablet, the Microsoft Surface.
Yep.
Didn't say how much it was going to be, but I've heard rumors that it's going to be like $1,000.
But you know what? I don't know if it's going to be because Google actually came out with their tablet, the Google Nexus. Oh, what is it called? Maybe it's the Google Nexus tablet. But anyway, that tablet was announced also for $199, a 7-inch tablet from Google. And that may, you know, cause Microsoft has to come in and kind of put in a price point that makes people want it, you know, and one of the cool things with the Microsoft Surface is that the applications you develop for your PC, you know, can also be pushed to this tablet. So that's one of the things that you're kind of looking at too. It's kind of like you have a Windows tablet here that can also run World of Warcraft or anything else and or any enterprise that can push an application out to a desktop. They can also push out to, this tablet as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things that Microsoft did today, they announced their upgrade price for Windows 8. And their upgrade price for Windows 8 is $39.99.
Wow.
Which is like almost $80 cheaper than, Windows 7 upgrade was. And so they're trying to get into a point where, because you can get, you know, with Apple, you can get the Apple upgrade, and it's like $25 or $19 or $39. I can't remember what the prices are, but it's cheap. You know, and you try to get the upgrade for Windows 7, it's like $109, and you have more than one PC in the house. It's just expensive, you know?
Yeah.
And then one of the other things that got announced, this past week was, Apple released the podcast app.
Yeah.
Which is huge for people, because a lot of people, even at work, are like, oh, there's a podcast app. Did you download the podcast app? And it's like, you know, you already had that before. I don't say this, but yeah, I mean, there's a podcast app now and it's done very, very well. Very well. And,
I'm still trying to figure out because I listened to some, then it put them back on, but I think it put it back on because I still have them on my iPod.
Now, does it have the arrow pointing down for you to download it?
But, no, because it'll add it back on and mark it as unplayed. Even though I've listened to it, I think it's because I had it on my iPod. Like, I had it I had synced it on my iPod. And then if I want to delete it, I can't take it off. It just shows up with the arrow pointing down.
Like, well, the arrow pointing down means that it's not on your...
But because it's pulling, I don't want it to show up.
But it's pulling from the feed.
But I still don't want it to show up.
Well, it's not going to do that because you can't... You know, because it's pulling from the feed. I mean, because when it goes out, it refreshes.
Yeah.
And it's pulling, you know, it's pulling from that feed. So, I mean, you can go in and say only keep, you know, maybe one episode and see what happens then. You know, maybe it,
yeah, maybe it trims, I guess, it I'll off. Figure it out.
Cause maybe that trims better. It off. Maybe it doesn't. But yeah, so basically what it does, it doesn't have to wait for the iTunes stuff to re-index. Mm-hmm. It pulls it straight, like, from our feed. It'll pull straight from our, you know, @valentineblog.podbean.com/feed for, so it goes directly to the RSS, deal. So that's, you know, I mean, I feel where you're coming from and everything. So, it's different. It's new. And, you know, it definitely beats having to use Instacast. Not that anything's wrong with it, but you don't have to pay for it, you know. And then one of the other things that I want to talk about in tech was traveling as a geek. One of the things that we do bring some of our life comforts, and some of the things that you lack in a hotel room is, one, mainly power strip. So I brought a power strip. I brought all of our adapters.
Brought everything.
I brought adapters that we didn't need. I brought our Roku, because when we stay at La Quinta, a lot of times we can plug our Roku into the TV and we can watch our Netflix and stuff like that, to be able to, you know, watch Switched at Birth or any other show that we want to watch. That, you know, it's some of those creature comforts that we like to have.
It's nice to have.
Geeker comforts.
Geeker comforts.
But right before we jumped into this, and Renee did want to talk about our wicka weekend wrap up.
It was just hot. It's been hot. And that's all I gotta say. My plants are hot. We're hot. The house, Jay thinks it's hot, but I don't think it's hot.
It's not hot now, but you have to admit the AC's been running full, yeah, you know, for the past few days. So
yep.
It's definitely, you know, you all, you know, if you wear as hot, keep hydrated, keep safe, you know, stay out of sun, put on sunscreen, just be safe. Don't pass out from this crazy heat that's out here. And with that, we're going to get into a little media.
Media.
All right. So there's going to be a change to Movies by Chance, because since we moved into the house and everything else, we kind of have been failing horribly.
Kinda.
We have been failing horribly. There's been times we watched the Idris Elba stuff, whatever his name is.
Idris Elba.
Watched some of his stuff. So, we didn't watch, Brokeback Mountain or Setup or Winter's Bone or The People I Slept With, which I thought we would have had time to watch.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
It didn't happen. But what we're going to do now, we're just going to roll for one movie is what we're going to do. I'm actually going to leave Brokeback Mountain and Set Up down there, since
okay. I want to see
we're it. More than likely be watching them. And I want to put Winter's Bone up there as well, since Reggie said it was great. It was a great movie. So I definitely want to see that. So, all right. Go ahead, babe. Roll it. Do.
Two, so it's a one.
All right.
184,
and that's going to be the last one, right?
Yeah. It's
a documentary, African-American Lives. And I think I've already...
Have you seen it?
This got added back.
Have you seen it? If you've seen it, we can do the one right before it.
This Grumpy Old Men. Have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen it. What's the one before that?
Toys.
Seen that one.
Gifted Hands.
I haven't seen it.
The Ben Carson song, story.
I don't know what that is.
That has Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, awesome.
Stars as a pediatric neurosurgeon, so.
I love how we eventually got around to the one we're going to be doing.
So you
I always love
toys.
Cuba.
So do you want to leave Toys and Grumpy Old Men on here?
Yeah. Okay. I might want to see it again.
Okay.
But I don't want to choose stuff.
You were so close to seeing Annie, babe.
I would have kept that one on there.
All right.
Just saying. Right. So, yeah. So, as far as other movies, we watched Masters of the Universe.
Yes, we did for film set. It's a horrible movie.
I don't recommend it. Ever.
Unless you want to watch a bad movie that kind of rips up your childhood and say, what the heck just happened? And how is this about the toys?
It's really, really horrible.
Right.
I don't recommend it. So, here's that. And we watched Brave, of course.
Yep.
Brave is good. We already talked about that.
Mm-hmm. And there was a documentary that we watched on HBO, which is one of the reasons why I feel like we didn't watch movies, was that I want to watch this documentary. And it's a 5-part documentary called Weight of the Nation. And basically, it talks about the obese epidemic here in America. And it doesn't just talk about how bad it is, but one of the other parts is talks about some things that you can do or that we can do mm-hmm. for ourselves to help start getting the weight off. And that part, the documentary itself that we've seen so far, has been very encouraging.
Right.
You know, and very informative. And helping us to make some changes in our lives,
mm-hmm.
That we'll talk about a little bit here in food, being lovers of food that we are. And so, if you have HBO or if you have access to see Weight of the Nation, highly recommend that to you out there.
Highly. Go do it. I really enjoyed the documentary. You know, it spoke a lot to me, and it really explains a lot of things. So, and right. then we actually been playing games. No, not on a PC, not even on our console. We've been playing iPhone games.
iPhone games. So, on App Slappy, Scott mentioned a game called No Zombies Allowed, and you told me about this game.
It's just no zombies.
No, I thought it was No Zombies Allowed.
Oh, is it? It's probably No Zombies Allowed, and it says No Zombies.
Right. The title on the iPhone is No Zombies, but.
Ooh.
But, it's kind of like it's kind of like Tiny Tower in a way, but different, where, you know, you're pretty much killing zombies, trying to keep them out of your town, and you're building places in your town to sell to other people, and
right.
you're bringing in people to fill these jobs and stuff like that. But it's a pretty cool game. I'm actually enjoying it a whole lot.
I like it. It's fun. The art style is really cute, and I'm digging it. So, I'll probably get tired of it soon, but hey.
Yep. So it is No Zombies Allowed, on the iTunes store, but, like I said, it shows up on the phone as No Zombies.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's definitely a good game for you. And they also have it on Android. So if you have an Android, they have it for you all too. It's a fun, cute game, and you'll highly enjoy it. And then another game that we're kind of 3 weeks behind, that, we heard this on the, Ladies Elite show, where they were talking about Plague Incorporated,
mm-hmm.
where you were a disease and your job was to kill the world, you know, infect the world and you know, come out on top. So I've been playing on easy, and I eradicated mankind a couple of times, and I haven't started on normal yet, but, you know, I definitely will be playing, you know, playing a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
And so what do you think about Plague?
I didn't like it because I could never eradicate everybody, and I wanted to do that, and I was like, bam, and I just
quit.
That's me, whatever, right. You know me.
And so, I mean, when I played it, my first, I think Stephanie did this. I named the first disease your mama. Did Stephanie do that?
I think so.
It's like, okay, I was like, I don't know why, but I can't name it your mama, and the second time I named it, yes. I don't know. I just put in some crazy name.
Your mama kills 10 million people.
Yeah. So, and then you've been playing this other game. I've been playing a little bit, but not as hardcore as you.
Pocket Planes, and I'm trying to like it more. The reason, all right, so Pocket Planes is made by the same people that made Tiny Tower. You basically buy up airports all around the world and you ship people and cargo to those cities. That's basically it. The reason I started to get frustrated because I don't have enough planes. And so far, the only way to get plane, like you build planes from plane parts. You get plane parts from buying cities. You can only buy a city when you get to a certain level, or you can trade plane parts between people. But I don't know. I'm starting to get mad about it. I only have 4 planes and
yeah, it's complicated a little bit. It's not complicated. It's just kind of annoying a little bit. I mean, it has that tiny tower feel to it to me. So, I mean, I probably won't play it much more longer. But I also looked over and I noticed that you start playing Tiny Tower more. Are you playing that for real or
Tiny Tower?
Yeah.
For right now, for real. It could totally change.
Yeah. So, I meant to put in here some other game I've been playing. So this past weekend, I did a couple of dungeons in WoW.
Really?
I did a couple of randoms.
I didn't know you did that. When did you do that?
I did it on Saturday.
Was I sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh.
But then I was finishing one up when you were up. And I told you, but you weren't listening.
How did that go?
Oh, it went well. The first one was kind of rough because I couldn't find my staff, so I did it with my fishing pole.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm sure you're appreciating that.
And plus, it was a DK tank, and it was one of those guys that pulled everything. So it was the one that was doing the shadow crashing and stuff like that. So I started playing a little bit of WoW. It was refreshing to kind of get in and see that I still had it, you know.
I still got it.
You know. And then we started a book this week called Leviathan's Wake.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I haven't got that far into it. This is for the Sword and Laser podcast, and it's pretty good. I know you said that you liked the intro.
Yeah, the prologue was awesome. So I'm starting probably the first chapter here today, tomorrow, to, you know, start getting into it and everything. And I'm really enjoying it so far. And with that, let's jump into a little bit of...
The fridge is not prepared!
Some food. So we didn't do a lot of cooking because we've been traveling and everything. But there are some things that, you know, when we're talking about the weight of the nation and everything, some of the things that we started doing in our household is that we've started to do some calorie counting, you know, and trying to get on the track to lose a little weight and slow and steady is what we're doing. So there were, you know, a few apps that we picked up to kind of help us out with this, and one that we already had. One of those apps is called Lose It. Lose It is a calorie counting app for the iPhone, and also it has a website, corresponding website and forums for support and everything else. And what it does, it allows you to count your calories and track your food intake. And also it says, you know, how many pounds do you want to lose a week? What's your target? And so, you know, I put in, I want to lose 2 pounds a week. Did you do 2 pounds?
Or did you do one? I did 1 pound a week.
Oh, okay. So I did 2 pounds, and then I think I'm going to hit my target like in 2014. And, you know.
And then I'm also going to hit my target in 2014, yeah, April of 2014.
So. I think mine's in March. But just think if I had set it up to do 1 pound a week, it'd probably be like 10 years. Nah, I'm playing. But yeah, so, it's an exciting time here in Valentine household. We're going to start getting a little creative with things that we eat. I'm not sure how much it's going to affect our food.
We'll segment. See, because the easiest thing is just to go, okay, salad every night, but we're not going to do that.
Right. But so and the other thing, one of the books that some people used on the Weight of the Nation was called Calorie King, and they also have an app that we downloaded for free, and so we have that Calorie King app as well, and another app that I picked up was called Water My Body. Ooh.
Water my body.
Water my body. But basically what this app does, it allows us to keep track of the water intake and stuff like that. It takes, apparently, if you're a certain weight, you're supposed to have a certain amount of water, which I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so I'm supposed to have like a bunch of ounces of water that's over 100. That's all I know. So been doing that. And how do you feel about this new thing that we're on?
Excited, but I just want to see if it's going to work. I feel like I'm eating a lot.
But yeah.
So I had like 200 calories left and I was just like blurred.
Right.
So we will see.
Yep. So, and with that, we're going to hop into, a little, Valentine's
odds and ends.
Speaking of Johnny Feisty, we met him before Nerd Tackler.
Yeah, we actually had lunch with him, which was pretty cool.
Yep, and then we got to hang out with him a bit out at Nerd Tackler as well. So it was good seeing him and everything. Johnny Feisty, the Hunter Man. And
the Hunter Man.
So one of the odds and ends that I kind of tweeted this already was like, I think there should be an age limit on who can use the scan checkout. The self-checkout scanners, both young and old.
It was a bad time.
And so the reason I say that is because, man, it was like they had 8 self-checkouts and all 8 of them had these elderly folks that were taking so long.
And we're like, it was okay, just bad. It's not that hard.
But in all seriousness, though, I mean, I don't think they should have an age limit. But, I mean, here's my thing. If you're going to use the scan checkout, make sure you have your stuff prepared. Know how to work it and get through it. If you're having trouble, don't be afraid to ask. But because time is money, friend.
This is true.
All right.
Podcast of the week.
I just barged
that's
right
okay.
into that.
You do
Bam,
that.
I did. So the podcast of the week that we want to talk about is
Sword and Laser with Tom and Veronica.
Yeah. So Sword and Laser is a podcast. It's kind of like a book club. And basically 1 month, they read a fantasy book that is the sword.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next month, they'll read a laser book, which is your sci-fi book. July is a sci-fi month. There are some people that just do
one
sword
or the other.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I did see that on the Goodreads site. So they have a Goodreads group that you can join. Just search for Sword and Laser. You can also see their site at swordandlaser.com. And again, we're reading their book. We saw their live show and was like, you know what? This could be interesting. You know, a little something for Jay to try to read some more books and another opportunity for Renee to just read more books. She loves reading and she kicks my ass at it. So,
you kick my ass a lot of other things too.
Yeah. But yeah. Do you have anything else for the Sword and Laser?
Just read along. Oh, we also joined Goodreads.
We did join Goodreads.
A website where people can share, you know, different
books that they're reading.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also, like I said, Sword and Laser is there as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Nerd Tackle was great, you know. And, you know, I have to say thank you so much to all the people from Frog Pants, especially to Kim Johnson for being so awesome, supporting Scott, and also for hooking me up with some big boy shirts, you know.
that you might not need next year. What are you going to do when you don't need them next year?
Well, I'm definitely going to wear them so they can see how much I lost.
Oh,
you know?
That's true.
So I'm wearing a StarCraft jacked up shirt right now. And that's the title of it. You know, jacked up and good to go, which mm-hmm. is what the Space Marines say in there. So we had a great time at Nerdtacular, and, you know, Dragon Con is right around the corner, you know?
That's exciting. I can't believe it. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Excited.
And last
I'm week, also exciting, apparently.
Yeah. And we forgot to read a review last week from from Nikki.
So we're going to read that right now.
She left us a five-star review on iTunes, and it was like, I have a sad. Now that I am finally caught up, I have to wait until Monday for another episode. P.S. We should have a meetup at Mammoth Caves.
See? We should go to Mammoth Cave.
Yeah, while we were there, we actually met History Kid. He's also from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to try to do another Kentucky-Tennessee meetup or something, you know? But if you want to reach us, you can reach us at by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast.
You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. And you can see our videos at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Well, that's a show. And I have to say again, thanks to Pretty Lights for allowing us to use their music. Clint happened to mention that there's a comedy club that uses the same music for them. And, you know, Pretty Lights, those guys are awesome for allowing, you know, people to use their music for this. So, you know, you can check their music out. Go out to prettylightsmusic.com and give it a listen. Definitely give it a listen. But until next week, you all take care, and we will see you. We love you, and thanks for hanging with us. Bye.